Yo, in Atlanta, wildin', coolin', chillin'. I don't know what to call this character sitting next to me, but we at. We at the homie Shay House, big homie. That's all you need to know about that. But so far, tripping, man. Had some difficulties on the plane.
Did we? Oh, yeah. We were supposed to be flying Southwest with a $250 voucher each. They lied.
You need to go ahead and remember to make sure you...
To call them.
Leave a bad review. Right.
Y'all may be missing an appointment.
Exactly.
Supposed to be out here making money.
Ma'am, you are on the same... You got on the flight you were supposed to. How did you...
Because I canceled.
There you go.
Exactly.
Just getting you prepared.
Because y'all said the flight was overbooked.
Supposedly. But yeah, I am, or my whatever. She's a singer. I need to respect her name, huh?
You do.
You ain't got no songs out right now, so I can't really.
Original songs? You right. They coming. I got some covers, though.
Where they at?
On SoundCloud.
What's your SoundCloud?
I am. That's spelled AYAMXO.
Pronounced. Oh, that's a little bit too much.
Pronounced I am.
Oh, I thought you were saving the name for a later date.
No, it's everywhere, literally.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. It's under all of my things.
Oh, it say like pronounce blah 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 coming out. EP coming soon?
Well, only on my Twitter it says EP coming soon, but on my Instagram it says pronounced I am under my name.
You need more. I think a good topic for this podcast should be failure. Because you need to do more. Like those videos you sent me that you didn't post.
Yeah.
It's good to get opinions. You know what I'm saying?
That's why I do it.
That's great, but you should just post it anyway.
Just anyway?
Yeah, you should just...
No.
It's document. It's documentation.
I posted some. I have a whole like little highlight thing on my Instagram.
But are you working?
What do you mean?
You know, when you say working, it go to paperwork, it go to numbers, it go to, you know, consistency.
Yeah, I feel like, I mean, I don't record a video every day, but I work on a song every day.
That's so real.
Yeah, so I mean,
how hard is it?
My repertoire.
How hard is it for you to make a video where you just singing, kind of?
I feel like it's only hard because I'm so hard on myself, yeah, like, that ain't sound right, look right, them faces I'm making ain't it.
Yeah.
That no was not it.
Still.
I know, because it's never going to be perfect.
No, it's really not. It's like all the process, and that's what I'm learning with everything, is just go with it. If it's bad, it's bad. You know, bad, that depends on somebody else.
But. Yeah, exactly.
Social constructs.
But I posted one video where it was, I didn't think it was bad, but I was like, ugh. But I was like, I'm posting anyway.
That's what's
and
up.
And it got pretty good, you know.
Reception.
Yeah.
That's what's up. Nah, I mean, you know, people gonna, that's the point though, too, also. Creating conversation. Like, she can't sing. Look at her. She can't even.
True.
Exactly. Like,
no, she can't sing.
Wait till the next video come out. See?
Right.
I told you. And then the next video, it's like.
Oh, and then the EP.
And then the EP, apparently.
Nah, but you know what I think would be really good? If we get this song recorded, and then I could promote that.
Get what song? For like one of your songs?
No, this the song we learned today. What to do with Jason.
Oh, you talking about the squad?
His song, yeah.
Oh, okay. That's true.
While I'm still writing my own stuff.
Right. And what kind of vibe are you going to be giving to the people?
Very groovy. Very acoustic. Mm-hmm. Try to, you know, when I step outside those lines, try to make sure it's motivational. So we'll see.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's how it's structured so far, you know.
How's writing been for you?
It's been a struggle. I'm not even gonna lie. It's definitely been a struggle. I think it's more of a struggle when you have the beat already.
Thank you.
before.
Mm-hmm. I remember that. Yeah. That was a 5 minutes.
It had to be, because it wasn't the Temptations. But you know, they both, all of them pretty much played. I don't know. It was one of them Temptations.
If that was the 5 heartbeats, that was the beginning.
It might have been, yeah, it might have been the beginning.
Yeah, I do remember that scene, though. It was kind of rough. So, yeah, we just out here on a creative journey, special. It's crazy because I don't really have no problem just kind of cooling, but we in a new city, trying to live a little bit, do some different stuff. How's work and this been for you, the balance?
It's getting better. I'll say that. Now I actually found a way, you know, to do some of my music stuff at work. So, multitasking.
Right. What's some of that stuff?
Just looking at structures of other people's songs. You know, to get some ideas. Research on how to get gigs, research on music licensing.
Right.
You know, because apparently that it's a whole thing to get a full cover on YouTube, blah 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 blah. But I think that's only if you want to make money off of it. So I still have to do some more research, but yeah, stuff like that.
That's what's up. Mm-hmm.
What am I trying to say? The background, the back scene.
The back end?
The
setup?
The back end of the music business? No.
Oh, like the business part of it?
Yeah. Just like all the paperwork aspects and...
Right.
Other than just singing, basically. So.
That's real.
Yeah.
Any gigs that you've done?
I had a gig at a bar called Don's Bar and Grill in Newport Richey. Well, it actually wasn't mine. It was another girl's, but she invited me, and then they asked me to come back. So that was a couple Fridays. I did that a couple Fridays in a row. Besides that, no, just open mics, karaoke. This one guy at a karaoke, though, he said, you should come back often because they have regulars at this Mugs and Jugs.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, maybe. So, yeah.
How much of this creative journey is a you versus you type of thing?
All of it. All of it, really. I feel like I'm definitely, you know, my biggest critique.
Critic?
Yeah. I don't know. Because I was like, you knew what I meant.
Nah, dog.
Yeah, you did, because you corrected me and you were right. So.
I'm talking about shit. It ain't going.
Oh. But yeah, for sure. Because I'll be like, oh, wow. I'm not good enough for this, or I don't want to post this because it's not good enough, or I don't look right, or the eyebrows ain't snatching, or, you know. But also, just self-esteem, having confidence in yourself, not holding yourself back.
Okay. What's your biggest strength, you think, in this whole thing?
My personality, for sure.
Personality?
Yeah, what I feel like... I feel like my personality has pretty much gotten me where I am now, you know, with the gig, singing at church and the connects that I've gotten from that, just me being outgoing, how I'm here now in Atlanta about to record, like with this actor who's trying to be a rapper. I feel like, you know, if it wasn't for my personality, I wouldn't be here.
So even in times where it's some stuff you feel one way or the other, you still kind of muster it up and say, F it.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it.
Pretty much. That's the battle. Who's going to win? Victory.
That's spiritual right there.
Yeah.
Huh?
Big facts. That's probably another big aspect too. My spirituality. Trusting God. Having faith.
Mm-hmm.
Let him take control.
Have you taken any risks for this journey so far?
Risks. I feel like they're not like huge risks. But I guess not if I can't think of none. Mm. The only one that's coming to my head is there's a guy from my hometown that was trying to get me to, you know, record with them, be a part of their team. And at first I was with it, because, you know, I was just starting off. And I was like, okay, you know. But that didn't work out. And I think me saying no and just be like, you know, F y'all, I'm going to do it by myself. I felt like that was kind of a small risk. Because mm-hmm. that could have been a connect, you know?
True, true, true.
I don't know. That's it. That's all I got.
I remember you were telling me about that. It was like you have a direction that you're trying to go in kind of already.
Yeah.
You're not really trying to
be on that.
That's real. Yeah. Something like that. I don't know.
I don't know. Because I was having a conversation with Morgan. And basically just trying to figure out what is my... I don't know why my vocab is sucking today, but who am I going to be, basically? And when people think of me as an artist, what are they going to think about? So I think the fact that I'm not really like 100% in that yet is what kind of makes me iffy about certain things. And I feel like sometimes there are certain risks that you shouldn't take as a beginning artist. So my example was Jhené Aiko. Like, if she hopped on a twerking song or something about drop that ass, nobody, she was like, oh, it's just a feature, because they know her as this, they know her as Sativa, and, you know, while we're young, they know her as that type of artist, that vibey, flowy artist, and that's always gonna stick with her because she, that's her brand. So I think figuring it out is, you know, definitely part of the process.
How much of that is planning and how much of that is action? Do you feel like you would, like, end up in a place that you didn't expect to be when it comes to your brand and your style?
No, because I've always taken a step back. Like, I'd be like, okay. Because, you know, like, my boy, he just went to... Well, he was just at Atlanta last weekend. Apparently, they opened up for one of Grand Hustle's new artists, and I'm like, he asked me to come, yeah, I could have went with him, but nah. Like, I'm good. But that could have been, you know, a move. Who knows what could have happened if I could have went or would have gone. So I think it's both. I think it's, you know, letting it flow, end up where you are, but, you know, you definitely have to say, okay, this isn't me, this isn't who I want to be or what I'm going for, even if it might get me this type of network or this much money, blah, 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 blah. You definitely have to know. And I think that's helping me, because I do know who I am as a person, but as an artist, it's, I'm not going to say it's totally different, but it's another aspect. It's like you plus this.
So you're trying to build around that.
Yeah.
Artist self.
Right.
And what's been like the biggest help in that? Being around other artists, doing stuff.
Yeah, I think just doing music is definitely helping me. Listening to music, performing, putting covers out there, because I knew I did two covers that I don't even really like. But I still posted them just to see, because they were different. One was like an alternative song. The other one was just a different vibe. And like you said, you know, failures. You got to go through that to see what the people like, what you like. So I think just doing it, just going through the motions, for right now, it's definitely helping me. The hands.
Yeah, man. You're getting off in this Red Dead Redemption.
Redemption life. We've been lit.
This reminds me of Westerns that I watch with my grandma. Should be cool. Well, that's pretty dope, though. I mean, sounds like you're in the right, you headed in the right direction and everything. It's cool, man. It's an interesting time.
Yeah, it is.
Okay. Well, it's pretty solid. I think we're going to run with that for the day. Appreciate the vibes and everything.
Deuces.
Follow her on SoundCloud at...
I am XO, spelled AYAMXO. Also on Twitter and Instagram, both the same, just add music at the end. So I am XO Music.
Okay. All right, and that's it. Y'all be easy.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.